A woman with 9 months left to live asks her husband if she can sleep with her ex one last time.
I got two questions.
Start with you. What you doing as
no,
the man?
No. I got two questions. Do you think she's right? And would y'all do that?
I don't think she's right. I think that's
she got 9 months
messed
left.
Up. Why would you get into a relationship if you still want to sleep with your ex?
No. The situation is because she's about to die. This is her last wish.
Right, which means that she still has lingering feelings to her ex.
Yo. That's a crazy last wish.
As a man, would you be okay with that? Would you let... She's dying, right?
Okay? I mean, I don't really got a choice.
You do have a choice.
You don't got a choice.
What do you mean?
Ooh. How am I going to stop her?
No. It's that simple.
I mean, I think I would, yeah.
If because you're dying...
I mean, we're going to break up, but then, like, go ahead, do your thing.
I mean, she got 9 months, so... Yeah. Hello, she can do whatever she wants.
See, the thing with that is...
At that point, she shouldn't even ask for permission.
Because she's going to die in 9 months anyways.
Yeah,
she's going to die in, like, 9 months. So, I'm not speaking on, like, that's what I'll do, but I'm just saying, coming from a place of no judgment, if that's, like, your thought, your last thought, that's what you want to do, then just do that shit, like... You don't even gotta. You're gonna die in 9 months. You're gonna do all the stuff that you want to do, like everything that you want to do. And if that's her thought, that's her thought. Do it. Like,
so you think she shouldn't even just say nothing? She should just go.
She should
do
just
it.
Do it.
But I mean, like, inform the person. But no, I don't think she should.
Don't inform.
Like you said, Chris, that means he would have no choice.
Don't ask no permission. You're asking for permission for something that you have a timeline. So like.
I'd rather not know, to be honest.
Seriously.
I think in the article, she said that her ex was her most, like, physically compatible partner. I'm pretty sure.
I was just going to say, like, as a man, how do you think you would handle that?
I'm going to be pissed off at first, and then I'm going to be like, go do you.
You're going to die anyways.
I'm going to be honest. I would do the same. If she wasn't, like, my physically compatible partner the most, I would ask and be like, yo, can I hook up with my ex? One last hoorah. Are you kidding me?
You an ass.
Okay, but you gotta think.
Well, if we're married, I would respectfully ask.
That's so disrespectful. No. I don't know.
I'd be sick if I hear my wife dying and then she like, I'm trying to go see her ex.
Sick!
What?
You don't want to go to Disney World?
What?
You don't want to go see the Grand Canyon?
Don't kiss your kids, bitch.
You want to go have sex with your ex?
I'm going to read off something else because, you know, we got to, you know, reintroduce ourselves. We got a single mother in the building, okay?
I'm so dead. Point me out.
And we also got a single non-mother in the building. So we were doing our research. I was actually asking a couple women who are also single mothers their opinion on a man's perspective of like how men view single mothers. One woman said, like I said, just give your opinion on this. She said, I hate how men allow their baby mothers to be a single mother instead of helping as much as they can.
I honestly can't even say anything bad because both my perspectives are good. My son's father is amazing and he helps me with everything. So I literally
good perspective
cannot complain at all. And I've also been in a relationship with somebody who has done a lot for their baby mother, even when she didn't deserve it. And so I feel like for women, when you go into a relationship and have a child, you are making a conscious decision that at some point you may not be with that person forever. So yes, that person has to be accountable for their child, but nobody is essentially supposed to give you anything for your kid. Yes, it does take a village to raise a child, and it is much easier to raise a child with support and have two parents. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that a man shouldn't be in a child's life because that's a non-negotiable. A man should always be in a child's life, no matter what. You helped create that child, you need to be there and take care of that child.
Because do you feel like a lot of women are stuck relying on themselves?
For sure. Men definitely do not pick up any of the slack that most women pick up as mothers. And it's usually 50-50 these days, and mothers are still left to pick up the slack.
Do you think that's self-inflicted, though? Like having a poor choice in men?
Yes and
no. Why are you
no.
smiling? You got a smirk on your face.
Yes and no.
Okay. That's accountability right there.
I feel like you kind of can see what the guy is going to be when you have that conversation of having children, or if he already has a child. Mm-hmm. Also, too, if it's your first time having kids, you don't know what the heck to expect.
Right. Like, who you choose. You choose this person. At one point in time, you felt like you wanted to share with this person. You wanted to be with this person. So if you made that choice, if it was a mistake, you still need to ride with that person and do it. Whether, like, I've been on the other side. Like, I've been on the side where I've dated someone, and then they had, like, a baby mom. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was, like, crazy, but I was still, like, support her, mm-hmm. help her.
So would you do it again?
I mean, I feel like whoever I'm going to be with, I probably think that we're going to start together, because then we have all those firsts together. Like, mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard these days. A lot of people got kids.
I mean, I'm willing to compromise, but I'm just saying from my point of view right now, mm-hmm. where I'm at, like, I feel like I bring so much to the table, so.
What you bring to the table?
I bring a lot to the table. I bring it up.
So you 50-50?
I said we got to match energy. If you mm-hmm. come into my life, you got to, like, be able to, like, give me what I already got. I don't like the 50-50. If I'm already doing good and you coming in, you got to add to my life. I'm going to do for you, too. I'm going to ride for you. Mm-hmm. But I believe in an alpha man and a provider. And if you're able to make me tone myself down to be up under you, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot. Because I'm, like, not saying, like, you got to whine and dine me. No, I'm talking mm-hmm. about, like, you got to show me that you're that position. Like, you got to show me that you're responsible to be, like, over me. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, like, I'm not going to bow down to a bum. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Okay. So
what defines a bum to you, though?
If you're not willing to, like, be an entrepreneur, if you're not willing to, like, boss up, if you're not willing to, like, have that state of mind to want to be, like, better than what, like.
You think a lot of men are intimidated by you?
I do. Very much.
I know that's for a fact.
You know, it's 100. Yeah.
That boss mentality. A lot of men can't handle that.
It's very hard.
The man that matches your energy, is it hard to maintain him?
If I meet a man who's alpha enough to make me tone myself down, I'm going to play my role and I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be.
Have you met one?
I would say not the perfect one.
Not the one?
Not the one. Okay, like I said, I don't think so. Okay.
You have met good candidates, but not everybody has checked off the boxes.
I won't even say it's a box. Like I said, you just got to be enough. You got to be enough to make me tone down. Because like you said, do I intimidate men? I want a man who, when I'm saying all of my stuff and saying everything, they're like, ooh, I want to get her. Mm-hmm. I want her. Like, yeah, she's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, that's what I want. I want you. That's the person I want. I don't want the, oh, nah, she too much. I can't. Let me.
Yeah, like the type of man that believes in your vision and like, oh, my God, like I see her vision. I want to put her in a better position so she can make it.
What are some red flags you're willing to look past in a relationship?
You don't look past red flags. Red flags always become problems later on. That's why
there's
red
compromise
flags.
In relationships.
Yes. No, there's not.
So
there's
what?
Yes, there is. I think there's compromise.
There's definitely compromises in relationships.
There's no compromise.
There's definitely. Okay, I'm sorry. In successful relationships, there's definitely compromise.
I think there's
define
compromise.
Define the compromise.
The only reason why I say I think it's compromise because, like you said, there's nobody perfect. So I feel like you kind of got to tweak a few things in order for it to. But I'm not talking about those red flag things because you got like, okay, you got red flags, and then you got like a little
beige flag.
Okay, so
what's the beige flags?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody that, like, has a lot of traumas and triggers, but essentially, like, they can communicate them, mm-hmm. but they just have a hard time expressing themselves.
Do you think everybody has trauma these days?
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Everybody has trauma.
I don't know. Trauma sounds, like, very brutal.
It does.
I don't think everyone's had a very, very brutal situation, but I think everybody has an experience that hurt them.
Well, that is essentially trauma. Trauma doesn't.
That is true.
People consider trauma as like, oh my God, like my mother died.
Everybody got
my father died.
Trauma sounds like you're not ready for a relationship.
That sounds, but I think everybody got a story.
Everybody's been through something that's hurt them bad enough to make them think like, I'm not going to act this way or do this again.
Honestly, like I hear the word trauma and like, it makes me want to run.
It does.
So that it's, I don't know. It just, for me, it sounds like it's in a negative light, mm-hmm. but everybody does have a story. So I'm open to hearing like what your past was, and then we can, you know, I move with that. Like how
I have a question.
How we move forward
as a man. If a woman tells you that she has a lot of baggage or like maybe she has a lot of trauma, mm-hmm. would that make you more open to wanting to give her more security, or would that make you kind of like want to withdraw from the relationship?
I would be open to hearing about it.
Yeah,
but it depends what it is.
You think she's just like damaged goods?
You know, everybody got their story, so I don't want to you know, judge her or nothing. But if you got, like, you know, parents who beat
What's
you.
What's our red flags?
Damn, straight to it.
Yeah. Things like that. I don't know. Maybe that's just, like, if she needs constant reassurance, like, I have to constantly tell her she look good. Like, if you don't truly believe you look good, no matter how many times I tell you it, every day, like, it's never going to. You have to believe that.
Here we go with that everyday stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember she that. Need a good that. Morning text every single day.
Good morning, sweetheart.
You shot yourself in the foot last
Sunshine,
time.
Sunshine, beautiful princess. That, I love you.
Cut off that's the roster.
That's when you were viral.
Yeah.
Good morning, queen.
Exactly.
What, I'm sorry.
You slept like a queen.
From what you know of yourself, what do you think your red flags are? What are things that you do in a relationship that you know cause the demise of a relationship?
Oh, I thought you were asking what are red flags for a woman.
No,
saying,
for you.
For me.
Yeah,
for
what you. Are your...
I got commitment issues, I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
I got commitment
what
issues.
What about it? Like, what is the commitment? Like, just staying with one girl?
No. Like, I am a long-term type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, if I'm with one person, I usually fall for that one person. Mm-hmm. But then I start to realize the long-term of it.
So for you, it's the intensity. You don't know how to maintain the long-term relationship.
I don't need it. I'm not really, like, I'm not bouncing around with a bunch of different women. Like, I've never had that issue.
When the intensity dies, the relationship dies.
The intensity not even dying. It's more so the intensity picking up. And the pressure that comes with it, I can't really handle long-term.
Selling dreams.
Avoided attachments.
And breaking hearts.
Here we go.
Avoided attachments.
That boy sell dreams.
Listen, I don't mean to do it.
And he break hearts.
I don't mean to do it.
Avoided attachments.
But you've seen it. A lot of girls be falling in love super quick, and it puts a lot of pressure.
And
it does put a lot of pressure.
This is weird.
But that's because if you're a natural people pleaser, you tell women what they want to hear, even if you do essentially want to give it to them. But you over deliver and under give.
Sometimes. But you've seen it.
Your best friend knows.
They also paint a picture in their head of me.
They do.
That I don't even, I'm not at that point yet.
They you don't even try to clarify it, though. This is where the selling dreams
that's
and breaking heart.
It's lust.
He know when a girl catches
that
feelings.
What's that, baby? Too
I'm
wet.
Talking about before that. I'll admit that part of me.
Nah, you definitely. Definitely.
You, well, Chris, you seem to know so much 100%. About Kaz's red flags, but you don't know any of your own.
I don't know mine. I don't.
I find that very ironic.
You need me to explain for you?
Yes. Go ahead, Kaz. Help him.
You don't know my red flags.
I can name a couple.
If Chris was in a relationship, best believe he definitely cheating on that girl.
Damn.
I thought that was going a totally different way.
You going to say that?
But you going to admit it, though.
Totally different way.
I would cheat.
You would cheat multiple times.
That's not a Scorpio trait. They're very loyal. That's not a Scorpio trait.
But a Scorpio trait is being sneaky.
But
sneaky.
He's going to tell her that he's going to go cheat. And be like, hey, baby, I'm about to leave the house and go cheat. But best believe, if you with that man.
So why don't you just be in an open relationship?
You believe that? Wow, you really entertain that. That's crazy.
They know the podcast. They know the podcast.
I wouldn't.
I mean, you're
that.
Not correcting him, so I'm just sitting here listening.
Nah, all right. No. I'll be for real. Like, I would never cheat. I would break up with the girl before I go cheat on her.
Babe, we got to break up. Sorry.
I found another
just for tonight.
Because lying to me takes 1,000 times more energy than just telling you the truth. Mm. So if I cheat on a girl and then I got to hide that, it's like, I don't know. It's just weight in my head. I have to worry about that. It'll give me anxiety. Instead of I could just tell you it. Like,
so you never cheated.
No, I've never cheated. But I just swear, not a lot of people have that in them to just break up before they go cheat. They rather just hide it.
And who wants to do that?
Cheers to us. Never cheated.
Yeah, I'll give you that. He's a pretty
You never cheated either?
I've never cheated.
Oh, congratulations.
No, Kaz is actually wholesome.
For real.
So what about y'all? What's your red flags?
I don't have any.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to start with you. You're not avoiding this neither.
Shoot.
I need a good morning text every day.
I will say that because of my trauma, I can be insecure due to my past. And I will say that I have possibly created scenarios in my past relationships due to my insecurities. And it probably caused the demise of my relationship, just not being able to trust my partner, constantly going through his phone, disrespecting him.
Going through the phone.
I'm sorry.
We established this already. I'm going through the phone. I already established this.
But I mean, like, still? I thought you was healing.
I thought you were healing. When did I say I was healing?
I think she came on last October. It's been almost a year.
there is something that is brought to my attention.
Okay.
And a man chooses to gaslight me or manipulate me into thinking I'm crazy, I'm going to do my own investigation.
Dee Dee going through the phone too. I can see her face.
Now, the only time I'm going through a phone is like if I need to like get the grand finale. Like if that's like it, like it's like, okay.
So you already know, you just gotta
make
sure.
I just gotta make sure. Yeah, like it's like,
then why do it?
No, because it's like I may not have the confirm on it, so I don't exactly know if it's like 100%. So like it's okay, like okay. I'm like building up, and then I'm like, all right, maybe I'm tripping.
So has there ever been a time where you checked this phone and you were like, damn, I am crazy. There ain't shit here.
He probably deleted it.
No. Hey. Accountability, boy.
Wow, that's okay.
Like I said, I'm already like 1 foot out the door when I'm looking through that phone. And if I get that confirmation, it's a wrap. Both feet out the door.
But honestly, has there ever been a time where you haven't seen anything in the phone?
Nah, yeah. Every single time I looked through the phone, I found what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Every single time I've looked through the phone, like I found what I was looking for.
Intuition is real. Woman intuition is is real.
That's
like,
why I do it every time. I don't do it unless you give me a reason. And there's a reason behind everything I do.
Because I'd have been in cupcake world.
I don't think it's possible to look through a phone and not get upset.
Yeah.
It is.
No. So why do it? You know what? No, because I've been through a phone through a phone that where there's men talk. Mm-hmm. And you can't fault a man for men talk because we also have women talk.
What's the most invaluable lesson you've learned from dating?
Is that humans are humans. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, sometimes people make mistakes. And sometimes people act on certain emotions that they feel in the moment, but that doesn't necessarily make them that person.
Okay.
When you see something about a person, believe it the first time. Because there's a reason why you see it. Trust your gut.
Okay.
Your gut will never steer you wrong. That little anxiety feeling that you get, like my heart's pounding and I don't know why I feel really weird right now. Even like women, a woman's intuition is everything.
I'd say just because you treat someone a certain way doesn't mean they're going to treat you the same way back. Kind of like what you said, a human going to be a human. I realize there's a lot of shitty people out here, but I feel like a lot of people think just because, okay, I'm this way, this person's going to be this way too.
Right.
And that's why I do believe there's a lot of compromise because the person you meet, you know, it's not going to be you 100%. And then people change too. So, you know, they might be this way one day, but you know, a few years down the road, you know, you gotta compromise with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But when y'all say like a human being a human, that sounds like you should be able to forgive them.
Depends what it is.
Because everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes, but it depends.
Depends on what the mistake is.
What the mistake is, the frequency of those mistakes.
Exactly.
Like, if you just a shitty person.
Of those mistakes.
Well, they also forgive yours too.
But for sure. Also too, that doesn't necessarily mean like they're making mistakes. It could just be that human is growing. And that human is constantly putting themselves in different positions in life to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a relationship with somebody and your partner is constantly growing and you're not growing with your partner and y'all are having disconnect, that's like a human, interaction.
I think that's a big problem these days is because one person is always, could be elevating
exactly.
in a relationship. And that other person, insecurities start coming
exactly.
out. They start blaming that person for like.
And that goes for what you said with long-term relationships mm-hmm. too. It's hard to maintain long-term relationships yeah. because people are constantly growing.
I would say I confuse people with being seasonal to being like
long-term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like you can be with a person and they can be really for a season, but then like you're trying to like get them to this point and really they're just like supposed to teach you a couple of lessons and you're supposed to let that go.
I got a question for you though. What the ambition
Good
got
point.
To do with the commitment?
Because if you're ambitious and you're saying you're meeting these people and then like women who are trying to build with someone thinking that there's a future and you have commitment issues, you're considered leading them on.
No, I never have ill will. I think my
commitment issues is ill will. So if you're not willing to work on your commitment issues, that's ill will.
Work on
if you're not working on your commitment issues.
I do work on it.
No.
You got him going.
I look at both sides.
I have definitely worked on it.
What have you done to work on it?
The last time.
What happened? Taking accountability today, y'all.
When's the last time I strung someone along?
Answer the question.
The question is, what are you doing for your inner self work?
I am more upfront about my intentions.
Okay, you coming to someone and be like, hey, man, I got commitment issues.
No,
what have you done to work on it? Or you know that's a personality.
I don't put myself in that position. If I could tell she's getting very attached to me, she's liking me a lot, I'm going to tell it what it is. She could take how she wants that with that
that's
information.
That's not working on it.
Who? How's I not working on it?
That's not working.
Because you're not working through those issues. You're only stopping the triggers as they come.
That's okay. So say you meet someone, you like him, and he tells you, let's say 2 weeks in, he's like, listen, you know, you cool people, I fuck with you, but I can't commit to something down the road.
You're dead.
Then
you're
you
done.
Have a problem.
How this be straight
and
up?
And you need to go seek therapy.
Okay, look.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
Let's
hear this.
Do you plan on getting married and having children?
Wait, no. We ain't even gonna go that deep.
The problem for you is long term. So the long term question is, do you essentially see yourself having kids and having a marriage?
Hold on, let me say something.
Okay, with that being said, if you want to have a long term marriage and relationship with your children and it be healthy and happy, you would essentially need to work on your issues with your long-term attachments. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, you would have to confront those triggers by being in long-term relationships so they can highlight what your triggers are.
That's worse. Okay. That's worse.
By avoiding it, you are just avoiding attachment.
Let me know when I get my turn.
But if I know right now that I can't handle marriage and a kid, why would I go be in a long-term relationship knowing I can't handle it? I'm not trying to do a test run out here.
My turn.
You ready for this pressure?
It's my turn.
Please go ahead.
I hear it. Do you hear it?
Let's go.
And don't listen to him because he instigated. He can wait on this.
Let me turn your volume up real quick.
But I'm not even coming at you hard. I just want to know.
I can take it.
Okay. The bad thing about men is, African. No. I'm not gonna say here men. African American. No. One thing about me is I love my men. I love American men. African American men. I love worshiping and making sure that they know that they're in the spot that they're supposed to be in. I love making them feel good. Uh-huh. But I know that one thing about African American men is that they do not get the therapy. They do not get the venting. They do not get the talk. They do not get to work on themselves. And that's because society is making it seem like, oh, you're if you go and try and get the help.
So this stage in my life right now, I know I'm not ready for a long-term commitment.
Okay.
So would you rather me stay single, work on what I got to do, or go bouncing around
different
relationships?
I'm not talking about your relationship status. Your relationship status has nothing to do with how you're working and self-reflecting on yourself.
You need
and that's
to do
what
shadow
you're
work.
No, because it's self-reflection.
Work.
That's why I say it don't have nothing to do
right
with what
now,
you're
though.
Doing.
Admittance is the first sign
it's
of the problem.
Self-reflection and getting the help that
are
you
your
need
parents together?
To
this is not supposed to be a therapy
God.
Session.
No,
but
it's not therapy. I'm just saying, just get the...
This real, though. This real.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, but it starts from the beginning. Are your parents together?
Who?
No,
my parents
I'm
split
not,
when I was four.
I'm just
okay,
saying
so
that.
That's a problem. Not a problem, but that is part of it. Are your parents close? Do they talk?
Sweetheart,
do they put you
is.
In the middle?
I mean
you need to work
really
on some inner.
I think
you
got to
work on some inner
though.
All
was
of
good.
That
work
affects
on those inner
your
things,
you're
commitment
issues.
What if I just don't want to be in a relationship right now?
No, you can still be single. You can still do what you're doing. No, you can still do
it. I'm working on myself so that when the time does come, I'm a complete person for whoever I'm with.
But are you working specifically on your commitment issue? Just because you're working on yourself, are you working on specifically that problem?
Exactly.
Just because you solve everything else, like
we're
what
not
are your
coming
commitments
for a single
right
thing.
Now?
We're not coming.
What are your commitments
about your
right now
being
in your life?
Work, school, podcast, gym.
Okay. Do you always go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym?
For the most part.
Okay. You always show up on time when you're supposed to go to the gym.
Yes.
That's good. Always show up to school when you're.
So
supposed
you can
to go
always
to school.
Show up and get that help.
Who?
Damn.
Honestly, Kaz, I don't think your problem is abandonment issues. Honest to God.
Damn. Who said that?
Nobody said that.
I meant commitment.
My parents split when I was four.
I meant that
is like way.
I meant commitment. I don't think your problem is commitment issues.
I do want commitment, not right now.
Okay, but that's good too. You're able to tell that person that. That's,
I'm working on this. I'm working on this.
How?
How? Listen, for example, you know, women like a man to be this. Mm-hmm. I'm working on becoming a man to be this. So when I am ready to be in that relationship.
What did you do to work on it?
Specific.
Listen, like I said, I got school. I'm getting my master's right now. Mm-hmm. I got work. I'm working on the podcast. I'm staying in the gym. I'm working on my mental, working on everything.
Okay.
I don't want to give a half-assed self to a woman.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So when I am ready to commit full time.
So you think a career will make you ready to commit?
It will make me in a better position to commit.
Oh, okay.
So you won't have no more commitment issues after you get your career straight. If you say yes,
for sure. That could be something holding a man back. If he knows he's not
women
ready.
Women hold me back right now.
If that's the only thing that's holding him back, I could understand that then. If he know he can't really be, because you said
especially
you want to
lead it, right? But he said the root of this issue is commitment issues. If your career is that, then it's not that you have commitment issues. It's that you're not in the right place to be in the relationship that you want to be in.
So he worked on his career.
Commitment. That's not commitment issues. That's working towards a goal. That's the difference.
Maybe it's not commitment issues. It's something else. Yeah. If you're just saying it's just your career,
that's what I was trying to say.
That's not commitment issues. That's different.
You're just building yourself to be the husband.
You're just not ready for a relationship right now. Right. That's just simple. Yeah. But
because
that
if you can see yourself getting
issue.
Married with someone and you're just saying that I'm building to be like this person, right. to be married to this person, then that's all right. You're building to be a husband. But if you say you have commitment issues, then that's something that you need to work on. That's like somebody saying I got a drinking problem and then I need to work on something else besides the drinking problem. That's what I'm trying to
do. Drinking solves problems. Okay. I don't know.
I think the honest problem for you, I don't think it's commitment issues. I think you have a problem driving and maintaining a relationship because of
No, I feel like you said that you're building towards being a husband.
I can't agree with
after
that.
After you build towards being that husband,
a long
do you see yourself marrying someone?
He said yes already.
I think what it is, it's like usually when I'm talking to someone, I talk to one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think they start to notice that my regular routine overpowers the time I can spend with them. And then, you know, like, you know, say we'll hang out once a week or whatever. But then they start to realize, like, you know, I can't really give them that. So then...
Trying to get out of sneaky link territory.
She caught your blood. Oh, my God.
That's so cute.
Damn, bro. And you having a field day today.
Red, you like
this
a book.
It's your favorite episode.
Yes, it is.
For once, he's the instigator and you're not.
Because I'm always instigating with
him. Exactly. You're always the instigator.
This was good. Continue. I ain't gonna lie. I thought she was having a flashback. Like she was arguing with the man that she had.
Yo, I thought
like
it was your man
with the man that had commitment issues. I don't know. Like we can dig into that though.
No.
Oh, you
I
sure?
Don't have, okay. No man have commitment issues with this. I'm saying.
Okay. What have you found? Because you didn't answer that red flag question.
I told you, like, I don't really know what my real, like, I know if I see, okay, look.
Wow.
All right, if you're a cheater, if you're a liar, if you're deceptive, if you're, like, things like that, I can't vibe with you, but
I'm
like
talking
I
about
said,
your red flags.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I see these things, like, real.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm about to counter you.
Yeah, that's
you
not
talking
your
about
red flags.
The person cheating. The person's red flags.
And you.
Doubt.
No, you
what
said
are you
what
working
my,
on?
And, you said what are my red flags
what
that
are your
I see?
Red flags?
Oh, your red flags. You're, now she acting like you. Now she acting
oh,
like
me?
You.
Like,
now
she acting.
It's your question.
Oh, no. All right, like I said, I feel like I get. No.
See,
I really thought.
Over here.
No, I thought it was our personal red flags.
Yeah, we're talking about you.
I come off too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much too much. I give too much all the time.
Get her.
I'm trying to give you all of it. I want to give you all of it.
I'm only hearing parts.
Very much princess energy.
Yes, I am very definitely much. A princess.
That's not a red flag.
Yes, it is.
No, but some people, he coming for me. Don't wait till it counts.
I'm listening.
Wait
I'm listening.
I feel like I give off too much. I'll give Leo. I'm a Leo.
What?
I'm a Leo.
That's like you trying to give yourself a pass.
No, I'm a Leo. I'm definitely a Leo.
I'm like,
look up a Leo.
I don't believe in that. So
you're
I don't
like
talking
cancer.
About cancer. Right. Well, y'all cry. You cry? I heard cancers are water bags. No. Oh, all right. Never mind. All right. Come back. Alcohol bring out the truth. This is the truth. I don't know.
You're kind of quiet right
get,
now.
Get her.
That past 30 minutes.
Get her. Do you take that with pride?
What?
That men are intimidated by you?
No.
Okay.
I wish they wouldn't be, but I just still got to be me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so why would you not work on yourself?
I am working on myself. So a lot of men are not intimidated.
What have you done to work on yourself?
I have went to therapy.
Tell me right now.
Because you can't.
I'm only telling you to do things because I'm speaking from experience. That's why I said I'm not coming for you. I'm literally.
That's not like you're not working on it, though. I am. You just said, I can't help it. You just said, I can't help it.
I'm a Leo.
I cannot, but I'm talking to a therapist to try and work on that.
I got a question for you ladies, right? Because we had a girl on the podcast. We had a girl that came on, and she said that a man spent $700 on her on a first date.
What?
And I ain't gonna lie to me.
What's his name?
Whoa.
So I got a question for you. So if a man spends $700 on you on a first date, do you view him, do you respect him more, or do you view him as a simp?
The amount of the date does not make me view you no type of way. We can go to coffee, and it's about vibes, it's about energy. Like I said, the bad thing about, like, when people see me on surface level, they think it's like, oh, I got a wine, dine, and that's why that's the first thing I say. I'll be like, it's not about wine and dining. You can take me to a coffee shop, and you can woo me. Because your personality, because who you are and how you reveal yourself to me is the real you. Like, it's not about what you, like, got. Because we can get it together. Like, mm-hmm. We can work together. We can get it together. It's about your intentions, your long term. If you're a seasonal person or a permanent person, just let me know off the surface right now. Like, don't waste my time. I ain't got time for that. Like, at all.
I mean.
So what if a man says he got commitment issues? You could work with that?
What if he say 2 weeks in? I can't.
I'm not fucking with y'all.
Because you said to be straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
That's what you said. That's your words.
Mm-hmm. That takes a lot if a man does openly say that to you.
I just don't want to answer that question moment.
That's what crazy.
What are you talking about? What you talking about?
I feel like.
You just asking.
I feel like the air is like.
What's wrong with the air?
Didn't I say like.
Okay.
It's good. What you mean?
Overall, I think it depends on the man. I think if it's like. It depends on the person that I'm trying to see. If I genuinely like him and he's paying $700 on me, mm-hmm. We gonna figure out a way to make this work. Because
he got trauma.
I don't want a man to spend $700 on me on the first date because I don't really know you. Like, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like, I don't want
was
to, no.
Good
no, no.
My point there for saying,
I'm sorry, why I really don't want
but
you.
But she capping though. But good answer. I like that PR answer.
I can go spend me. My bad. I was about to get.
But
real
that's
real
what
real.
I'm saying. Trigger? It depends on the type of man. If I really like you and you're spending $700 on me, we either gonna have to figure out a way to make this work, or why are you spending $700 on me?
That's why I said I don't want that. I want us to meet up. Let's get coffee. You feel like you ain't lost nothing. You feel like it's whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm gonna get to see the real you. A dude that's spending $700, he gonna come in there duck and talk. He finna have his suit on. He finna be like the best man he ever been because he trying to bring his best. Because he think he finna get him some that night. $700. You can't tell no man that's spending $700 exactly. That he's not getting none that
so
night.
So you think you're finna fuck tonight?
No.
You think you're gonna?
I'm not gonna have sex.
So if a man spends $700 on you, would you feel inclined like, damn, I gotta give some? No, that's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, do you feel like you are required to give him some?
Well, that's why I said it depends on the type of man you're going to see.
Let someone on their first date take me on a step, because that's like so much to take out of your life on a first date. Now, if I'm vibing with you and I'm seeing that it's getting somewhere and then we get to that point, then it's like, all right, because if I feel like that, but if I'm going to Ruth's Chris and then you come in here and you got a McDonald's budget, don't expect me to bow myself down to McDonald's. I need both of us to be Ruth's Chris.
You can still have a good time with McDonald's.
Why do I have to lower myself to your standards?
What you mean? It's the person.
My stomach is going to be
hurting. You knew who I was when you met me. You knew who I was.
Wait, hold on. Tell me.
They got the McCafe.
You like the meals that he gives you, or you like the man? Answer that. Yeah, that's a tough question.
I like the man.
You like the meals that he gives you, or you like
the man before he met me? No, you're a real man. That's why I say, like, when our first
you have a good time at McDonald's with a man that you like.
How much you spend on a coffee date?
$15?
$25, maybe. It depends on how expensive
the
coffee is. All
right, the same amount that you would spend at McDonald's. I'm not going to McDonald's. I'm sorry. McDonald's make my stomach hurt. I'm sorry. I'm not that type. But I'd rather cook at home. I'm cooking.
But I'm just saying, like, all right, I go to a coffee. That's why I say coffee. Like, go to coffee.
Yeah.
Go to a smoothie place. Mm-hmm. Go to somewhere that's not that expensive. And then you can have one-on-one. $1 million men don't even spend $700 on a man.
Like, that's giving very much, like, front. Like, yeah, I'm a scammer. Free. Like, I'm trying to show off so you mm-hmm. can like me type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no dude is happy about paying a $700 bill. Man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't care how much money you're going to do.
I ain't lie. That's facts.
All right, we're going to end with this. We got one.
Yeah. Let's elevate it a little bit because, you know, everybody got a price, right?
What if
What if he offered a...
What you mean?
What if he offered a
you got a price? What's your price?
What if we offered
what's
a
price?
I'm not...
Can I ask my question?
I'm not flying nobody nowhere. You said everybody got I'm not price. Going nowhere price? On nobody flight. On a first date? Are you kidding me? I don't even know you.
Fly somebody out.
No, I'm not flying nobody out.
What's your price?
I don't have a price.
Okay, so why you say everybody got a price?
Well, I'm not like everybody else.
Okay, but you saying everybody got a price.
I'm really not. A lot of people think
that's
I'm very...
That's inclusive of everyone.
Okay.
I'm a simple man. For real.
You a simple man?
Simple.
Simple. Yo, you... Or but look, the one he's like a interested challenge. In, the one he was interested in, that didn't have no, that gives non-committal.
Ooh.
So, I mean, yo, I feel like you having a type. So, I mean, I'm
damn.
All
you done?
You a psychic? What the fuck?
You having so... a ball this episode. You been waiting for this. You have been waiting for
hey,
this.
Hey, yo.
It's only right.
I feel like it's only going to be like a 2-second podcast.
Oh, no. We're going to keep it in.
But some women do like a challenge.
Some women do like a challenge.
They do.
But men don't like to be challenged by women.
That.
No. I mean, like, if he has commitment issues, like, a woman be like, oh, I could change him. Like, he going to commit to this girl.
No woman can change nobody. Nobody
no, but
can
I'm saying some women do
no,
like a challenge.
That's a dumb thought.
I do like to be challenged. I do like to be challenged.
Don't ever think you could change anybody.
And you know this because all the women I deal with are not easy women.
What do you mean by easy?
Like, I always go for women that I'm not supposed to have. Like,
I always go for women that don't want commitment.
Who are very strong-minded, have a strong opinion on things.
Nah, you definitely go for women that you're compatible with. You know
Yeah, but I'm saying
What does King's Hunter say? Your niche?
Yeah.
Like, you know the type of women that are into.
That's because I'm strong-minded, too. So I don't go for easy women where I know, like, all right, this pussy easy. Like, I'm going to get that real quick.
I hope no man goes for a lot of men.
A lot of men do.
They're not strong in like, I mean, they're not easy in giving pussy out, but they're very strong minded. Like,
yeah, they challenge me.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think, honestly, overall, I think
sex is good.
I think that you just are ready, which is what you said. I just think that you are more self serving right now, which as you should be because you're young. And I think that if the more that you challenge yourself to be pushed in the relationship will just expose it, allows yourself to give you grace for the things that you are going through in your relationships, your triggers. So that's why I was saying that you don't necessarily have to be in a long-term relationship, but you should still go through the process of maybe like a situation or like little things here and there that highlight your triggers to help you heal.
Anything you gotta promote?
Nobody is worried about you, Kaz. You are the most wholesome person I fucking know.
Okay, we're just gonna clip that right there and that's the whole episode.
I was lying.
I'm gonna cut that out.
That's after college.
Yeah, college I had. We ain't gonna talk about it. Next episode.
And we're not gonna talk about college.
Next episode.
Do you think that you are more attracted to women that either A, provide a nurturing motherly sense, or B, a woman that brings something to the table?
A motherly sense brings something to the table.
Okay, but like, let's say she doesn't really have ambition, but you know she would be a great mom. But let's say you find another woman that also has great ambition, but she probably wouldn't be the best nurturing motherly person.
Well, what is she bringing to the table?
She's bringing her ambition. She has money. She has her own everything. She has like a nice car. She has dollars to her name.
Then I'd rather take the motherly one.
So you would rather, so the motherly one doesn't have no job.
I like
she
ambition, but
she has kids already and she knows she's a great mother and she will always be a great mother to your kids.
I mean, you ain't say she had kids already.
She had kids already.
She said she got motherly traits.
Well, how would you know that she has motherly traits if she doesn't have kids?
Right.
Now, you can tell if a woman is nurturing. Just off of how she takes care of you.
Well,
she's nurturing.
I'd rather have the nurturing than the material stuff.
No, that would but do nothing for me. An ambitious woman can be nurturing to her man, but not as nurturing to a child.
That's true.
I mean, in that sense, I'd rather have that because I'm ambitious too. So I don't really need your cars and all that extra stuff. That don't really do. Like if you got all that, but you a shitty person, that does nothing for me.
So would you go the traditional route or would you rather be 50-50?
Which one would you do?
Well, it depends on which one. If it's the nurturing one, then I'd say traditional because if you're ambitious and you don't want to take care of the kids, then who's going to take care of the kids?
Right.
Whereas if you're the ambitious one, then I'd say more 50-50 because we both got it like that. So that's just going to naturally work out better.
So let's, you'll go with the one with the kids. Yeah. You'll go with the one with the ambition. You'll go with the one with the kids?
I'll go with the one. You said the motherly. I'm going to go with the one with the mother traits.
Okay. I have another good question. Would you date a woman with kids and essentially probably make her your wife?
Wait, that's tight.
No, okay.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
All right, so to come full circle.
32 and up with kids, that's his type.
Okay. Why?
That's his type.
Why? We need
that's
reasons.
That's his type. And 32, I'm being generous. I ain't gonna lie.
That's the youngest at minimum.
Really is.
It's like 35.
Yeah, the older. I don't know why. But just, matter of fact, I do know why.
Because you think they're more mature?
No, because women this age just are very selfish and just, especially down here, boats and money.
Not necessarily the kids part of it. I don't go looking for women with kids.
Right.
They just
are more responsible.
I have a very mature mentality.
Yeah.
So I just attract those women. Like, I'll meet them and, like, they'll look a little bit older, but a lot of the ones, I mean, they don't look like sugar mamas. They just look like average girl meeting. What the hell? You gotta say that.
What the fuck is she gonna count?
Here we go. Here we go. Go ahead.
You can't just do that.
You get to you.
Go off.
So I'll meet a lot, and they'll look like they're like 29, maybe 30, which I could work with, and then they end up being like 37, and then naturally, like, our mindsets just click. Because, like I said, I have a mature mentality. I prefer a woman who's more nurturing in that sense than a girl who's my age trying to party and go on boats and shit. So naturally, we just click like that. But obviously, that age gap is there. So again, long term, that's things I think about.
Everybody has a kid.
Do you feel
is
like
that enough for
do,
you?
Do you feel like you're using that as an excuse, like an escape?
Shut your ass up. We done.
No, hold on. That's
not
a real,
answer the question. Boom, we'll end on that's that.
An answer, the,
answer the question. We'll end
not,
on that.
How sweat an escape. I'd prefer not to deal with that. That's just how it happens.
Okay, let's just say you meet a woman, right?
Whoo, here we go. Yo, she been sitting here.
Never going
she was
this
quiet way. Too. She was quiet. I know she had to say something. Uh-huh.
But all right, let's just say you meet a woman and she don't have no kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. And whatever. Would you still have your commitment issues?
Anyway, please. Thank you for coming, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
I'm sorry. We
Cass y'all has commitment
y'all.
Issues. Don't forget that.
That's going to be the titled episode.
Peace.
Peace.